From Charlotte, North Carolina, you're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. The reason the Bible Answer Man is on the air is to defend the Christian faith, proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to teach discipleship to his followers, because life and truth matter. For more information or to order equipping resources, call 888-7000-CRI, which translates to 888-7000-274, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And do remember our contact information on the web, equip.org, via the mail. It's box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultant standing by, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I do want to mention, as we open a broadcast today, that I looked at an article and I thought I'd bring out some of the points made in the article. The headline says, gay teens make up 92% of HIV cases in their age group. I mean, that's quite a headline. Gay teens make up 92% of HIV cases in their age group. And this is according to the CDC. And politically correct teachers, as well as sex ed curricula producers, are downplaying the risks, even in light of the statistics, which I would say is rather homophobic. Sort of like going into the doctor and she says, don't worry about it. Your levels are way below what they need to be, but don't worry about it. Just go on your merry way. You'll be just fine. That would be a dereliction of duty. And I think, unfortunately, the politically correct people in our culture are doing that to the very people that they most profess to love and support. Our children, as the article points out, deserve to know the truth. Their health and their very lives depend upon it. Think about this. At the end of 2013, 687,800 gay and bisexual men were living with HIV, and many of them, many, had no clue or have no clue. And they continue on with practices that will be devastating to their lives. This is a function of there are always consequences to behavior. So we need to speak the truth, to speak the truth in love. We cannot recoil from the truth. I mean, a lot of people are recoiling from the truth because if they tell the truth, there's a penalty for telling the truth. The vociferous hatred that comes towards organizations and people that continue to tell it like it is quite stunning. But we cannot compromise if we genuinely love people. We have to be those who are cultural change agents. And if I may, let me plug the Christian Research Institute in that regard. We're talking about a ministry in a critical time of its history. We have, over the years, taken a lot of shots for telling the truth or telling it like it is. But we gladly do that because we have an eternal perspective and we're ultimately speaking to an audience of one. In other words, we are attempting in every way through our personal lives at the Christian Research Institute and through what we're communicating in terms of ministry to be pleasing to the Lord and to make a difference while there is yet time. And if there is a ministry that's making a difference, at this strategic juncture in history. It is the Christian Research Institute. This is a ministry for just such a time as this. It's a ministry focused on truth, which means we give answers. Translated, we're involved in apologetics. Why do we give answers? Well, it's not to demonstrate mental acumen, but it is to equip people. It is once again to let people know that the Christian worldview is the only worldview that is transformative to the culture. It's necessary. And so there are so many people listening in whose lives have been changed, and many of those people write in and they let me know about the transformation in their lives as a result of becoming one with the Christian Research Institute. So once again, people are being changed, not only for time, but also for eternity, through the answers that we provide, and those answers are provided through many different vehicles, including the Bible Answer Man broadcast, of course, the podcasts, all the social media platforms, but also through the great publications like the Christian Research Journal and so much more. We're involved in equipping people, not just at a grassroots level, but we're equipping people who are the real change agents in the culture to make a difference. So answers is a big part, a core value of what we do at the Christian Research Institute. Secondly, and this is very significant, we're teaching people biblical literacy and historical literacy skills. We live in an age in which people have lots of Bibles, but yet an age in which people are largely biblically illiterate. In other words, they simply do not know what they're reading when they come to the biblical text. And the historical part of this is very important because we do not want to be a community of popes whereby we can all pontificate on our own particular predilection. This is what the text means to me. No, we need to be able to understand what the text means. In other words, not what it means to you, but what the Holy Spirit has placed in the text so that what's in the text will transform you. And then, of course, we are also involved in countering cults and world religions. And the impact of the Christian Research Institute in that regard historically has been pretty dynamic. Think about the Worldwide Church of God. A whole cult, Joseph Takacsa Jr. actually identified the Worldwide Church of God, of which he was president, as a cult. But the leadership came to faith in Christ and then began to reach their own people, casting off all the cultic aspects of Armstrongism and coming to the foot of the cross. Many, many other examples could be given, but my point is simply that when it comes to truth, this organization is making a difference while there is yet time. Why do I bring this up? Well, we're in June, and this is our Make It or Break It month. So we're asking people to stand with us prayerfully and financially, to give as you have been given. If you're listening to my voice and you have some of the Lord's resources, prayerfully consider investing those resources in a ministry that's making difference. A difference not just for time, but also for eternity. There's something else I want to say, and that is there's the life. I always say because truth and life matter. It's not only truth, but it's also life. It's not just the map, it's the territory. It's not just the menu, it's the meal. And so we're also really involved in letting people know how they can participate in the graces by which they can become, by grace, what God is by nature. which is the very thing that we are called to be. We're called to be partakers of the divine nature. And quite frankly, this has become something that is almost mystical to people. It's like, whoa, I've never heard that before. This has been part and parcel of what the Christian church has been about throughout its history. So we're underscoring the importance of truth in life, but all that we do is codified around what C.S. Lewis called mere Christianity, which is to say, in essentials unity, non-essentials liberty, all things charity. So again, we're asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can give in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Give as you have been given. Be generous. Make a difference. Stand with us shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. We'll be right back with your questions. So please don't touch that dial.
Just as the value of vaccines increases during the outbreak of a deadly disease, when assaults on our faith and freedoms mount, the outreaches of CRI become even more critical. That in turn makes believers like you, those who are willing to stand up and speak up, all the more crucial. Very simply, there is nothing, I repeat, nothing that CRI does that would be possible without partners like you. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the key month of June to ensure that we end the financial year in a position of strength. To make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. God bless you. Hank Hanegraaff will be back right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. Yet an encounter with Christians in the underground Church of China left Hanegraaff contemplating his Christian experience. They were experiencing something beyond truth. They were experiencing life. Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God. Prepare to move past intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing God in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org.
Winston Churchill once declared, "You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves." Churchill sought to awaken those who were reluctant to fight against the advancing Nazi war machine. Today, a spiritual battle is taking place. New atheism advances in the West, and slavery to secularity is imprisoning more and more hearts and minds in the United States. For this reason, CRI's ministry is critical. But we need people willing to stand for truth, along with the financial provisions to accomplish its mission. Stand with Hank Hanegraaff and the Christian Research Institute during the month of June to end the fiscal year in a position of strength. Call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Equip.org.
Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And if you can join CRI's support team, be deeply appreciated. We need many of you to do that. These are people that give on a regular basis to the ongoing work at the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. When you become a member of CRI's support team, be pleased to personalize a copy of any one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. Take a Facebook question by Ryan. This is a question that's come up many times and therefore probably something that I ought to address on the broadcast. Ryan's wanting to know my thoughts on the mystic tradition, specifically when it comes to Richard Rohr. And this is an interesting question because very, very popular guy, Father Richard Rohr. He's a Franciscan priest, and he's founder of the Center for Action and Contemplation. They're located, I guess, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And historically, the Franciscans belonged to a Roman Catholic order founded by Francis of Assisi way back in the 13th century. And by the way, an order that's done a lot of good over the years. The literature from the Center for Action and Contemplation actually tells us that Rohr is an ecumenical teacher, that his message is grounded in practices of contemplation and lived kenosis, which means self-emptying. All of that expressing itself in radical compensation, particularly for the socially marginalized. So how are we to think about all of this? It all sounds good. And if you don't have discernment skills, you can fall for the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. Because Rohr is really a universalist. And he's rooted in an alternative orthodoxy, meaning that his alternative view is that all the world's religions, all of their philosophies teach that there is a divine reality that undergirds and is inherent in the world of things. In his view, there is in the human soul a natural capacity, a similarity, and a longing for this divine reality. And the final goal of existence is union with this divine reality. So why do I call that the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie? Well, we were created for union with God. We find our all through union with God, through, as it were, life in the Trinity. But you have to read between the lines. Meaning, what God are we talking about? The real issue is not the word. The real issue is the meaning poured into the word, and the meaning that Rohr puts into the word God, is God can be virtually anything. In other words, in his view, all roads lead home. Now, this is absolutely absurd on many levels because all religions don't teach the same thing, particularly when it comes to God. So all religions can be wrong, but all these religions most certainly cannot be right. Not only that, but this universalism is couched in such a way that somehow or other it is going to be a way that is palatable to the world, a way that fits into the culture, very, very different from the exclusivistic claims of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So you got to pick your poison, as it were. The poisoned apple, or the precious truth. the precious truth that Jesus Christ is indeed God in human flesh, who did what the first Adam could not do, and through whom we can not only be saved from the sickness of our souls, but live in a renewed universe for all eternity. So rather than following Richard Rohr, I recommend the work of men like Dallas Willard. I love his book, The Divine Conspiracy. I've read that book over and over again, and I think that that book is one of those books that can make a real difference in people's lives. Let's take a call to Christy Joe. She's listening in Montana. Hi, Christy Joe.
Hi, Hank. I have a question.
Okay.
I always thought that God allowed the devil to tempt us, but that a friend of mine, she came up and she said, no, God sends the devil to tempt us. Like, he's instructing the devil, you go tempt that person to see what we do with it. And I can't find that in Scripture, and I don't like the way that felt when she said that. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple of things going on. One is the devil is maybe the agent of temptation, and in some cases, as if you read through the book of Job, you see God is the author, not of the temptation, but he is the one that allows Satan to tempt. I mean, we we live in a fallen world, and we have the world, the flesh, and the devil. They're all temptations to us. Now, when we are tempted, it is never proper to say, God tempted us. You're absolutely right about that. We are tempted when we are drawn away, and this is James talking, when we're drawn away by our own lust. So what the Bible gives us is not God as the one who is trying to trip us up, but God being the one that gives us the wherewithal whereby we can stand against the fiery arrows of the evil one, and after we have done everything, to stand. So the whole issue of temptation is an interesting issue in that it is always a function of our will. How do we respond to the temptation is the ultimate question. Do we respond by giving in to the temptation, or do we act otherwise?
Right. So God isn't instructing the devil to go do that.
Well, there are anthropomorphisms in the Scripture. In other words, speaking in the way that a human person can attain to. But ultimately, the temptation is always the world, the flesh, and the devil. So we're not to think that God in some way or other is trying to trip us up. Now, God does test us. There's no question about that, and we see that testing in the Word of God. I actually wrote about that in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. There's a great entry on that. Does God tempt us, or are we tempted by God?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel better, because it felt pretty yucky to think that God's sitting up there instructing the devil to go tempt that person, go tempt this person. But I know that God allows that, and that it's up to us to fight that off.
Yes, and ultimately when we stand before God, we will never say, God, this was a function of what you did. We stand justly and condignly condemned because we have given in to the sickness of sin. Again, I've written a great entry on that on the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. Back to the phone lines, we'll talk to Alan in Houston, Texas. Alan is listening on the web. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing well, and I just want to put in a quick plug. I really enjoyed your podcast, so I hope everybody will go and download that for what you're doing. That's a really, really great podcast that you came out with.
Thanks, Alan.
And so since you brought up Richard Rohr, I just wanted to ask, there's been some discussion in Christian circles, and I mean, it's all around, Protestant, Orthodox, Catholic. I've seen a lot of folks talking about Enneagrams, and there was even a book called The Road Back to You by Ian Morgan Crone, who's like an Anglican priest, and he made the case that this was a really great thing for Christians to look at. And Richard Rohr, I think, kind of repopularized this 30 or 40 years ago, which is what made me think about it. And I don't know that I've heard you address Enneagrams, but it's like a personality inventory type of thing. And I just wanted to hear what your thoughts on that were. And maybe, you know, that would be something y'all could research, because it really has been quite popular, especially among Christian bloggers.
Yeah, well, Ennea means nine and gram means line drawing. So literally what you have in this kind of context is a circle. I think it has 9 points on it, but usually it refers to a personality typology system. And the idea behind it is that only 9 personality types exist and all people fit into one of them. And each of these 9 types represent a personality compulsion. What's interesting about this is we have addressed this, and I think you will find the article on this online at equip.org. The origins are occult, and they're completely unbiblical. I give you that as the bottom line. Be right back here tomorrow, Lord willing, with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
We appreciate you tuning in to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If you've been blessed by the broadcast and want more information to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of God, go to our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. To contact a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Truth Matters, Life Matters More by Hank Hanegraaff is essentially two books in one. Because Truth Matters, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. In Part 2, Hank explains why life matters more and how we can experience the height of human existence, union with God in Christ. Simply put, the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We cheat ourselves of authentic union with Christ when we elevate the message above the Messiah. Truth Matters, Life Matters More is a modern classic and the magnum opus of one of the great theological minds of our time. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the life-changing work of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.